This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the servitors of the Outer Gods.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So servitors, you think, all right, they're going to go around. They're going to clean the chambers. They are going to sweep away the path so that they don't roll up and get a bunch of grit in their slime, stuff like that. No, these are the musicians that bring beasts in.
Well, they also play with for Azathoth.
Yes.
So Azathoth has always had this awesome, weird little detail about being surrounded by mad flautists. And Augustirloth came along and was like, what if, what about those flautists?
Yeah.
What are those things like?
Yeah. So why don't we just make them another kind of toad creature? Yeah. So they serve those two purposes, which is very strange. Just reminds me of how weird it is that just a role in the military is someone who plays a drum.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the most part, they're just like, just little weird little, slimy guys. They're not very interesting. But the coolest thing that happens is you can find their flutes.
Yeah. You know? So one of these might just be chilling in a museum. And you pick it up, and instead of seeing the will of Jebediah Springfield, Hans Sprungfeld, what you get is a portal to a monster who will come and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless you can play the flute again and then control it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's very difficult to do that. So it's like a big risk, but that is a really cool thing to put in the hands of a player.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't think the reboot of the Gong Show would work, but
yeah, no. The thing this made me think of is that, there's in the modern Call of Cthulhu, there's a mechanic where you have a permanent stat called luck.
Okay.
And you can subtract it. You lose it forever, but you can adjust your die rolls.
Okay.
So you make a very lucky character. You make them a musician. You do these rolls. If you get lucky on that first one, which is not that difficult, then, you know, you summon the thing and then you just blow all your luck on the second one.
Okay.
To make sure you get below 10%. And then it's like you have a Shoggoth. Or you have whatever the person running the game decides.
Right.
It says of the keeper's secret choosing, which there has to be a different way to phrase that. But like it sucks and you get one of these fucking like those Othams.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh, okay. Like,
oh, shit.
Are there any islands about? I guess like not. Fuck this guy.
I'm responsible for you. What do you eat?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick this koosh ball. You know, like. But maybe, you know, you luck out and you fucking get like a yug or a gug or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like you get a gug.
Yeah.
You're getting a gug and you're getting a gug and you're getting a gug. Like, you can make a bill to get a gug.
Yeah, I suppose you could, but then what? Gary, the answer can't just be gug all over again.
Gug!
All right, you've convinced me. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.